Harbor Beach is trying not to remember what happened the last time they met up with the ugly Bearcats. This is WLDW Sports. Last year, the Pirates met up with the Bearcats and were eliminated by Ubley in the opening round of the football playoffs. Ubley defeated Harbor Beach last year on October 29th, 35-6. The Pirates thus eliminated as the Bearcats went on to a 10-0 mark. So now it's back to the 3 hours rivalry redemption redress, all to be resolved on the football field at Harbor Beach this Friday. Clark Ramsey and Dave Hansen, Mike's side, just after 6 this Friday night with a pregame, the kick at 7 on WLDW FM 102.1. In his second big league start, Hunter Brown took to the mound for the Astros just minutes from his hometown of St. Clair Shores, and Houston went on to outscore the Tigers yesterday 6-3, Tigers falling to 54-88. Astros and Tigers again today at Comerica. Angel star Mike Trout's streak of consecutive games of hitting home runs ended at 7, one shy of the major league record, and the Central leading Cleveland Guardians beat the Los Angeles Angels 3-1. Trout went 0-for-3 with three routine fly balls and a walk. Tampa Bay and Toronto split a doubleheader. Tampa Bay toppled Toronto 4-2, and Toronto came back at the nightcap and took Tampa Bay out 7-2. Minnesota dusted Kansas City 6-3. Yankees trimmed Boston 7-6. Texas sliced Oakland 8-7. And the NBA suspended Phoenix Suns and Phoenix Mercury owner Robert Sarver for 1 year and fined him $10 million after an investigation found that he had engaged what the league called workplace misconduct and organizational deficiencies. Sarver did apologize for words and actions that offended employees. This is WLDW Sports, where you can click sports at thumbnet.net.